Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I am Lori Walsh. The Ban the Box campaign is about removing barriers for employment for people with criminal convictions. Here for that conversation, we welcome Christy McLaughlin. She is the director of the South Dakota Peace and Justice Center. Christy, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start with a little bit about the South Dakota Peace and Justice Center. Tell me what sort of the overview umbrella is of that organization.
We look at systems, I think. We look at systems that can be unjust and or other things that can be harmful to the human community, the human family, and we work to change them. And then we do very practical things like ban the box or bringing people together with different ideas and work create community so that we can all work together to make things better.
Talk to me about the box. What is it?
The box is that question on a job application that says, have you ever been convicted? And it's yes or no, and then it says typically, explain. And so we would like to get that box off of the job applications in the public sector so that people who are coming out of prison have an opportunity to at least get a job interview. We're not saying that employers don't have reasons to do background checks. We believe that they do. But we also want to allow people who are reentering society at least an equal opportunity to get an interview.
How is the box used? So if someone checks that box and explains what their conviction is, how does an employer typically, are there any limitations or regulations to how they can use that information?
No.
When they have it?
No.
So then it's they're getting the information, they're using their own judgment.
Right.
At this point.
Yes.
So just for the application part, for everyone or for nonviolent criminals, or do you have any distinctions?
Well,
just get rid of it altogether is kind of what you're thinking?
Yeah, we would like to see it off of everything. We understand, you know, like banking industries, you know, have some FDIC things that they have to work with, which is understandable. And we understand that daycares and things like that. But we still want to have, you know, just on the application itself. I mean, you know, somebody coming out of prison isn't going to go be a CEO at the bank immediately, you know. So what they're going to do is they're looking for, you know, jobs in the helping industry or construction, things like that, that they're going to be looking at. And we just really believe that taking it off of all of them would, you know, just give them that equal opportunity.
Do you think that some people hesitate to apply because they have to check a box?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or to apply for certain things because they have to check a box?
Absolutely. I think people coming out of prison get very discouraged. You know, we tell them, okay, you know, you've done your time and you've paid your debt to society. But in reality, the payment continues. They continue to pay for it because they have to check the box. They can't get housing. They still struggle and pay for what we say has been paid.
So when people argue against it or sort of say to you that this is not what they want to happen, what sort of things are you hearing that someone who is opposed to eliminating the box on job applications would say?
They say it's risk. You're taking a risk when you hire somebody who has been in prison. That's the biggest one, that people want to know what the crime was. They want to know if they're hiring someone who's been convicted of, say, a violent offense or a drug offense, whatever the case may be. The thing about ban the box is we're not saying that employers can't do background checks. Once they get the interview, the person coming out of prison gets the interview based on the qualifications on the application. They get the interview. They go in, meet the employer. Then the employer has the rights. They have every right to do a background check. But the difference is the person coming out and gets the interview can say, I do have a criminal history, and I would like to explain what that is or what the circumstances were. And that gives employers, you know, then they can feel it out. You know, your gut's going to tell you or not. And you are taking a chance. It is a risk. But there's a lot of people who come out of prison who are really amazing, wonderful people. And they made mistakes. And they deserve to have at least a shot.
So what do you have to gain? if the box is eliminated, what's the best case scenario? We've talked about some of the risks and some of the, you know, challenges to having it eliminated. What is there to win?
Well, recidivism goes down.
With
going back to
with
prison.
Employment.
Yeah. Well, if a person coming out of prison gets a job, mm-hmm. then they become a productive member of society. Most people who come out of prison end up being amazing employees. That's the thing. When you get somebody who's been in prison and has turned their life around, they're better employees typically than those who haven't. I hate to say that, and I'm probably going to get in trouble, but it's true. You know, they appreciate the fact that they've been given a job. They appreciate that somebody said, all right, we're going to give you a chance. So the employers are gaining loyal employees, hardworking employees, and, you know, pretty cool people.
So how does the campaign work? What do you have to do to see changes? What's your goal here? Is it just to raise awareness, or are you going to change?
We are going to do a ballot initiative. We are going to get a bill written, and we're going to get people to sign the petitions, and we're going to submit it. We're going to get the people to vote on whether they want to ban the box or not.
So where are you at in that process?
We're just starting.
Just getting started.
Oh, yeah. We're just telling people about it.
So what are some other initiatives that you have through the South Dakota Peace and Justice Center? What are some of the other things that are important and dear to your heart?
Well, we have chosen the criminal justice system for the next 3 to 5 years to work on that exclusively. And that doesn't mean that we won't connect people on different issues or listen or whatever, but we want to work on the criminal justice system. Mass incarceration has had huge impacts on people. We want to look at the felony housing, felon-friendly housing. Mm. So many people who come out of prison can't find a decent place to live because, again, you have a box that you have to check on the application. We are looking, hopefully we are going to bring people, some key people together to discuss the system itself. How has our criminal justice system become so harmful? And what are some of the unintended results or consequences of the mass incarceration movement?
So what's the difference? And we just have about a minute left. But what's the difference for you between holding people accountable and public safety versus, you know, reduced recidivism and helping people get started? Where is that line? Is that line ever clear, or is it always in flux?
You know, I think that's the biggest question. That's the hardest question to answer. But I will say that if you have somebody who comes out of prison and they can't find a job and they can't find a decent place to live, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to reoffend. They're going to go back. So if we want safer neighborhoods, then let's set up a system, a structure that gives them an opportunity to stop being criminals.
Christy McLaughlin, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.